I am Nathan Grandio.
Jaden Dibelbiss.
Jaden. Emily Vandemolen.
Anna Denoy.
And the four of you are some of the leaders of the Pella bowling team this year. And it's been a unique season so far. Obviously, a new coaching staff that's been kind of pieced together. And we're about halfway through this season. Nathan, I'll start with you. What's it been like this year, knowing that you've got kind of a group of coaches who come and stepped up so you can have a season, and how things been going so far?
I think things have gone very well. We've had a lot more people go out this year, and these coaches are trying to learn as with us as we bowl. And that's been better for us instead of our one coach last year that just couldn't quite handle all of it, unfortunately.
So, and then Jaden, from your perspective, how have the competitions been going so far? It feels like your scores have been increasing as a team each time.
Overall as a team, I feel like everyone's scores on average have been going up quite a bit. And I also feel like that helps with the new coaching because they bring really good energy to the bowling alley.
Emily, your thoughts about the season so far?
I think it's going pretty good. I would say our coaching staff is still learning, but so are we. And like Jaden said, it's coaching staff brings good energy and everyone that joined this year.
Well, Anna, whenever I'm reading on the radio, it feels like I'm reading your name, and it's been pretty consistently at the top. What's it been like being a leader, both, you know, kind of off the competition floor and then on the scoreboard as well?
It's been really fun to, like, not only be a leader of, like, the team and get to, like, get more people to join, but also just consistently get a bowl at the varsity level and help. A lot of my friends came in not knowing how to bowl, and so being able to, like, teach them has been really fun, and just getting to grow as a team and as friends has been really fun.
Well, Nathan, to Anna's point, and you guys have all mentioned it, that there's a lot of new faces here. Some that are maybe great athletes in other sports, or I see some great musicians in there, and some who are also dedicated to bowling. What's it been like seeing all those pieces come together from all these different groups and to see you guys come together on Saturdays in competition?
It's been fun. A lot of the either former football players or current football players, they bring a lot of energy and are very loud when it comes to meets. It makes it a lot more fun. Even though if we're losing, we're still having fun. Winning, we're having more fun. It's been great to see that.
Well, and Jaden, just from, you know, a number standpoint, what are the ways that you've seen this team grow, and how are you guys progressing, knowing that your coaches are hand in hand with you in learning the sport? I guess how are you working to achieve your goals this year?
Well, I think it helps having a lot of newer people, because being able to, like, help teach it a little bit better can help my game and all my scores.
Well, then, Emily, in terms of your goals, what are some of your expectations or things that you came into the season thinking about now that you're here that you've been able to either see come to fruition or things that you still have yet to accomplish?
I would say my coming into the season, I kind of didn't expect there to be so many people. So me still being on the varsity level, I'm very proud of myself. And that was one of my goals for this year, is to just stay on the varsity level like I have been in the past 2 years. So, yeah.
Well, Anna, it's describing you as a veteran might be unique in the sport of bowling, but you are one of the key returners. What have your goals been coming into this year, and how have you been able to work at them, and what do you have yet to accomplish?
So I did really well last year and got on, like, the leaderboard, and so my goal is to just progress even farther there and just keep working on getting my scores. But just my goal, yeah, same with Emily, just stay up there and just keep competing with everyone.
And then, Nathan, I didn't get a chance to ask you about your goals this season coming in and how the progress has gone so far.
My goals, it's better than last year, obviously, but I'm trying to help teach the new people coming in, try and give them pointers on how to improve their game, which will overall help the team as I leave next year.
And then, Jaden, obviously, you're through a lot of the teams in the conference. There's a lot of good competition. How do you think the team overall has stacked up so far, and how far do you think you have yet to come as a collective group?
Well, I feel like as a team, we've been pretty decent against the teams that are considered better than us. We've had a couple people on varsity bowl 200s at meets that normally don't. And overall, going forward, I think we're going to do pretty good since we're at home for the next month.
And then for both of you, the same question, you know, in terms of goals for the girls team. I know this program 3 or 4 years ago barely could field a program, and now you've got a JV. You've added and brought some friends in for depth, of course, as you mentioned. You know, what are the goals then going forward, knowing that it's great to be on varsity, but you want to win and you want to improve your scores?
I'm adding more girls to the team in, like, the next few years. We only have 1 year left after this year. So adding more people and keeping it going throughout the years when we're gone. Yeah, to add on to Emily, we talked to a lot of underclassmen, and we have a few underclassmen joining this year. So just to see like how far the program has come, and like we want to see it continue to get bigger, as well as just keep competing at meets and like staying up there with our scores, and like getting able to win a meet has been really nice and really fun.
And then last question for everybody, it's kind of a quick hitter. Is there a meet coming up? You have a bunch here at home this month. Is there a meet or event that you're looking forward to most?
Not particularly. I kind of just take it meet by meet, see how we go, and work off that.
I look forward to conference just because that's like when all the awards are and all the schools come together at one bowling alley.
I would say not really. Just looking forward to every single one and seeing how I do.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'd agree with everyone. Just every meet is fun, but also conference and just playing some of the schools that we're closer to, like Newton and Knoxville coming up, that'll be fun.
Awesome. These are the bowlers, some of the bowlers at Pella High School, joining us here about halfway through the season. All the best to you between now and the postseason, and hopefully we get to see you guys in action sometime soon. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.